An advisory panel to the Food and Drug Administration is recommending that the agency put warning labels on commonly used drugs for ADHD, that's attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. The vote to suggest that warning was very close, 8-7, reflecting a split over the safety of these drugs. With us now to discuss this is NPR's Joanne Silberner. Welcome. Joanne, let's start with the majority first, the people that say there should be a warning label on these drugs. What are they saying?
Well, the discussion was started by cardiologist Stephen Nissen of the Cleveland Clinic. And what he wants is a warning label for drugs like Adderall, Strattera, Ritalin, and Concerta. These are very widely used drugs for ADHD. And what Dr. Nissen is concerned about is that these drugs are known to increase blood pressure. And anything that increases blood pressure, whatever causes it, it causes an increased risk of stroke, of heart attack, and of sudden death. In addition to that, there have been reports of about 25 deaths in a four-year period, mostly in children, of sudden death. That's got him and a number of other people concerned. He wants the warning now because so many people take it. And the FDA is also getting pressure from Senator Charles Grassley on Capitol Hill that it really needs to not wait until it has proof that there's a problem, but when there's suggestion of a problem, to let people know about it.
But unlike some other drugs that we've heard a lot about and anticipated problems with, this is something of a surprise, isn't it?
Well, it's a surprise because what the FDA is looking for right now, or what they asked the committee to do, is tell them what they needed to study, how they needed to figure out. You know, they know that there's concern out there. The FDA itself studied the drug Adderall, one of the most common ones. They found, at least with Adderall, they couldn't find evidence of sudden cardiac death among healthy people taking the drug. But it was concern enough to say, we need to study this. How do we study it? And that's what it asked the committee to tell them.
But these drugs are tested. They're studied before they go to market, aren't they?
Oh, yes, absolutely. They're tested pretty widely, but there's nothing like a million people or 4 million people taking a drug to really see what's going on, or, you know, things will show up in that many people that don't show up in thousands or in tens of thousands of people. So, but it's hard. You know, once the drug's on the market, the drug company doesn't want to study it anymore. There's no payback to them. People who have a condition don't want to say, sure, you can not give me the drug and watch what happens to me. They want to take the drug if they think it's going to help them. Going through records is really laborious. If you've got to go through records of hundreds of thousands of people and look at their health, look at whether they took the drug, that's a pretty difficult thing to do. So once a drug gets on the market, it tends not to get looked at.
But this idea to recommend warning labels carried on the committee by a vote of 8-7. That suggests there are a lot of people who argue that whatever the safety problems are, they're rare, and that the benefits of the drugs outweigh the risks.
Right, and a lot of those people are psychiatrists who were not represented on the committee but are the people who prescribe these drugs. And a lot of psychiatrists feel they see it working in their patients. They don't see many problems. They want it to continue. I spoke with David Fassler, who's a clinical professor at the University of Vermont, and he says, you know, people should be warned. People should know that every drug has its risk, and these have risks that are being investigated. But on the other hand, he wants them told also that not treating a condition like ADHD, when it's truly there, can be serious. There are studies that show that people are more likely to get in traffic accidents, and there are studies that show that kids are more likely to become substance abusers.
Do you know, though, whether someone has actually proposed language for a warning, specific language for a warning?
Not specific language. Would it really be about cardiovascular issues?
And blood pressure. That would be the idea.
Yes.
This is going to take some time to sort out, I assume.
Absolutely. And there's another committee hearing in March, a different panel, this one of psychiatrists, and they may come up with a very different conclusion because, again, those are the people who are treating kids, and they have a different viewpoint.
NPR health correspondent Joanne Silberner, thank you very much.
Thank you, Robert.